Maybe you could just sort of describe where we are in town and stuff like that.
Sure. So we are in Laurelhurst, which is right by Children's Hospital and U Village. So as you can see, I'm just a third of a block from my entrance of my office. We're at an intersection, and there are no curb cutouts at all.
Well, I'm Gabriel Spitzer. This is Sound Effect. I'm here with Conrad Reynoldson, and we're standing at a pretty normal Seattle street corner, and you said there's no curb cutouts. What is a curb cutout exactly?
So curb cutout is the ramp that allows people in wheelchairs and with other mobility disabilities to safely cross the street.
And can you describe your mobility situation?
Sure. So I have a form of muscular dystrophy, and I use a power chair to get around.
Are you able to safely show us how you would navigate this intersection?
Sure. Yeah, so this particular one, I would have to go all the way down this block.
At the corner, Conrad has to take a right, maneuver around an inconveniently parked Lime bike, and roll a full block before a driveway provides an off-ramp. Then across the street, it's a left, and all the way back, to a spot about 15 feet from where we started, after traveling a total of two blocks. At the next intersection, the whole thing repeats. For people with mobility issues, this is a daily problem in Seattle. But Conrad happens to be an attorney specializing in accessibility. So rather than just accept it, he took the city to court.
So the basic legal basis of this is that local governments, state governments, they're all required to provide programmatic accessibility in the programs and services they provide, and sidewalks are a program of the city.
So anything that the city, any city-provided service has to be equally accessible.
Right.
And what did the city agree to do?
Yeah, so the city agreed to greatly increase the number of curb ramps they'd be addressing each year, and that number, with a few nuances, and they can have a bank if they're not caught up in a given year, is about 1,250 curb ramps a year, and around 20,000 total by the time we're done.
And that must have been empowering, right? The idea that you could kind of fight City Hall in some ways?
Right, yeah. It was empowering knowing that, you know, people with disabilities can come together, and if there is an issue like this, we can make our voices heard.
I guess, do you feel like this, or do you hope that this kind of sends a message to other people with disabilities or other people with, you know, differing abilities about how they can be proactive about, holding the powerful people's feet to the fire?
Yeah, I hope it shows people that they can have a voice on these issues that matter, and that there are people out there who will advocate for the disability community and try to make it better.
How important for you and for clients are these seemingly small accommodations in terms of being able to just live with dignity?
Yeah, and I think that's an important point that needs to be made, that we do these cases not just for the physical changes, but also to send the message that people with disabilities matter and are valued as much as everyone else. And I think it's important also so people with disabilities feel like they have a voice and that they can do something when they know something isn't right and they know they're not being treated equally.
Our theme today on Sound Effect is truth to power. Whether it's a bureaucracy or a corporation or a foreign dictator, it's stories of confronting powerful people. Thank you.
Thank you.